Jamie Johansson here at the National Farm Broadcasters Convention, and in front of me is Don Pemberton with the National Cattlemen's Association. Don, tell us your role with NCBA.
I am chairman of the policy division for the NCBA, one of the volunteer leaders. So really a cattle producer here from South Central Missouri.
Tell us a little bit about your operation here in Missouri.
We have a diverse operation. We have a cow-calf business, we have a yearling operation, and we also have livestock order buyers. So we do several things.
Well, let's talk specifically about the last year in the cattle industry. How has the drought affected you and your neighbors?
It was one of the toughest years in history. You know, not only at home, where we try to cheapen these cattle down before we send them to feedlot, we're utilizing our grass, which was non-existent. Our hay supplies dwindled, and at the same time, the feedstuffs just went through the roof with the drought affecting the corn crop, and then obviously with the amount of corn now that's going to ethanol has just made feedstuffs almost ridiculously high to buy. So it was an extremely tough year to get through. So we did what a lot of other commercial cow-calf people do. You start culling some cows. You start buying hay. All of this add cost to the operations. And so we'll be glad 2012 is over with. We can move on to 2013.
Speaking of 2013, what is the outlook when it comes to hay production, feed production, and the market prices?
Well, I honestly think as far as cattle prices are going to stay fairly decent. There's not enough cattle out there, and when we got a limited supply of cattle, calf prices are going to stay high, so things should stay fairly good for the cow-calf producers on the calf prices. Now, downstream from that, when you turn into the margin operators, i.e. the feedlot owners, they may continue to bleed bread ink for a while until the grain prices start to ink back down. Corn prices, obviously, they're going to remain high until we get into next year's planting season, and we'll just see how many acres they decide to plant and what the long-term weather forecast is going to be.
Can you talk specifically about what NCBA is doing to help those affected by the drought?
Well, obviously, we're doing what we can do from the Washington, D.C. We need this farm bill passed. We're working with all of our counterparts to get Congress to pass the farm bill. The version that's passed the Senate, we're fine with. The version of the farm bill that's passed the House Ag Committee, we're fine with. So now that the election's over with, I hope they can put politics aside and come together and get us a farm bill passed before 2013.
Well, thank you, Don, for chatting with me here at the National Farm Broadcasters Association's annual convention. Again, Don is with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and I am Jamie Johansson.